I've been figuring. Maybe you boys are right.
The kid was twirling his pistol and reined up beside me as we rounded a turn between a wide stretch of sand and a low rise dotted with scrub juniper and choya cactus.
There's nothing holding me here. For man can hang his hat anywhere he wants to, I've sure let myself get overly attached to this place.
Well, now you're talking, kid. Go where your nose leads you. If they don't want you here, to hell with them. It's a big world and you ain't seen but a part of it. The rifle shot came from the edge of the low rise. I caught a glimpse of gray smoke as I rolled from my saddle and flattened on the ground with my hand on one rein.
Damn it!
I looked around at Jack and the others taking cover on the ground.
Come up on out of there, kids! I got y'all pinned! There's no way out!
Who the hell's that?
I don't know. Voice sounds familiar, just ain't placed it yet.
The kid checked his pistol with one hand and held his horse's rein with his other.
All I want is you, Billy. Now stand on up and get it over with. The rest of you can go on.
Oh, hell. Is that you, Al Delbert? It is, ain't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
I thought so. How have you been, you old scuttler?
The kid scooted back on his belly as he spoke, glancing around for any sign of better cover. I did the same.
Not so good, Billy. That's why I'm here. He got a reward on you for killing Buckshot Roberts last year. I saw you in Three Rivers, and I thought I'd come claim it. Bet I hate to.
Now, Al.
The kid tied his loose rein snug under his horse's front leg.
You're an undertaker. You got no business out here like this.
Keep him talking once I stop.
Then he slipped behind a scrub juniper, and I kept an eye on the low rise.
Times has been hard, Billy. I took to drinking. I lost my undertaking business playing money. Well, you know how it goes.
Sorry to hear it, Al. I sent you all the business I could.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate it, Billy, but I couldn't get a square deal in Lincoln. Everything's sold up by the politicians. Small businessman ain't got a chance. Now, you know that, don't you?
Yep. That's anywhere you go these days, Al. But it's no cost to go and bushwhack me.
The kid slid quickly across the ground and behind a dried clump of mesquite.
Now, you got no room to talk, Billy. I spent many a Saturday evening burying men you shot in the back, remember?
Now, that's a terrible thing to say, Al.
I saw what the kid was doing, working a wide circle to get up and behind him. I glanced at Jack, Rafferty, and Mexican Abe. Jack saw what was happening and nodded. Then I called out up the low rise.
What about us here? You gonna keep us here if you don't come out? We've nothing to do with this.
I'm sorry about that, mister. If I hadn't missed him with the first shot, y'all could have been on your way.
So we're stuck here in the sand because of your poor shooting? That's as bad as you hunting the kid here because you got drunk and lost your business.
I ain't blaming nobody for nothing. It's just how things are. You know I always liked you, Billy. I mean, you know that, don't you?
I watched the kid scramble out of sight, up and around the rise of sand.
He ain't talking to you no more. Says if you want to kill him, you got to come down here face to face.
Now, Billy, you know I can't do that. You said yourself I got no business out here trying to...
The two pistol shots exploded from the low rise.
That'll do it.
I untied his gray gelding and led both our horses up the low rise, followed by Jack and the others. The kid and the wounded man were having a cordial conversation when we came up the hill. One last talk between the living and the dying.
Yeah, I heard the Apache shot old Jake up pretty bad. Heard the sun burn him to a cinder before he died.
He glanced up at me from beside the dying man with the man's rifle across his knee.
Yeah, that was a bad way to go. I don't know if it was Apaches or scalp hunters, but I thought I'd warn you. Wouldn't want nothing to happen to you.
Thanks. We already run into Turk and his bunch.
Oh, damn it. Skinner's their bunch. You better watch close. I'd hate dying that way.
The old man turned his face slightly toward me as I stepped up, then back to the kid.
I never thought I'd die like this. You reckon there's a chance you'll bury me after a while?
Not a one. Once I kill a man, I'm through with him. You ought to know that better than anybody, Al.
Yeah, well, no harm, been asking, though, is there...
I reckon not. Why'd you do this, Al? If you needed money, I would have lent you some.
Yeah, I know.
Al winced, rolled slightly onto his side, and I saw the two bullet holes in his back.
I hated to ask.
You just shot him? In the back? With no warning?
The kid looked up at Rafferty, started to rise, but the old man clutched his arm.
Oh, don't go blaming Billy here. He done the best he could. I'd have been no less dead if he'd mailed me a letter first. Right, kid?
He offered a trembling smile and squeezed the kid's arm before turning it loose. The kid smiled in return, stood up, and stepped back, jacking around in the rifle chamber.
That's right, Al. It'd all come to the same turn, I reckon. Just wish you hadn't done it.
Oh, hell. Well, think nothing of it. It was just some foolish notion I had, but I want you to have that rifle, kid, and you be sure to keep an eye out for the Apaches. I hope you won't tell nobody how poorly I showed here.
Don't worry, old-timer. I won't say nothing.
He pointed the rifle one-handed as if handing it back to him, but then, as he took a step, he put a bullet through the old man's forehead and walked away.